Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Marcus Mathan. And you can call in, I lay back and just listen to Marcus Mathan. So sit back and relax and watch Maven.
Break it down like this.
Broadcasting live from the OPC Pest Services studio. Time for Middays with Marcus Mathan on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Marcus Mathan and Steve Rummage.
Listen, y'all, I talked to him last night. He was describing some of the meals he's been eating. He's been describing the social interaction he's having. He is having an absolute blast. You can, like, he, if you follow him on social media, I mean, he is absolutely ear to ear having a great time. Turn it up a little bit. Shout out Steve Rummage. Wasn't he supposed to celebrate with us, though?
Yeah. Yeah, what about that?
Right. I came in and celebrated with you. You just go out of town of Florida with us. We feel cheated out of this one.
So Nikki, a little bit. I hope he brings us back Mickey Mouse ears.
What do you get for Steve Rummage as a co-host for his birthday, Nikki? Text us. 3831-939 is the number. 8150-939 is the phone number. What do you get one Steve Rummage? We stare across the table at each other week after week after week, year after year after year, and we've managed not to kill each other.
Which is impressive.
Which is definitely an accomplishment unto itself. What pops to mind? Something that you know Steve Rummage would enjoy. Here's the problem. I come from maybe a different kind of gift-giving family. We come from the practical thing, like the don't spend money on sentimental things. Mm-hmm. Yes. Listen, here's the problem, Texter, and you're absolutely right. The thing I said is, I got to get you a backup camera, right? But birthdays is kind of like maybe...
You want like some fun?
Yeah. You want him to get... You want to get him something kind of festive, but... Like, it's like getting your girl the vacuum. Just, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
It takes a special kind of woman to just say, I really needed this vacuum. Thank you so much.
Well, that reminds me, I got to get a vacuum for Christmas. Thanks.
So make sure you throw it out there. So, is backup camera, is that too practical? Does the backup camera qualify as too practical?
I mean, okay, here's the thing. Like, Pops is a pretty good gift giver, actually. Mm-hmm. But he always has to give. He's like, you got to have something to play with. Whether it's Christmas, whether, you know, and then not even like a childish toy, like right. a board game or something. You got to have something fun. So, yeah. So I feel like if you give him that, but then you give him like, I don't know, like a mini Trayvon Diggs like bobblehead or something like that. Like you have to like there has to be something like kind of fun. But you don't have to spend a lot of money on the fun. Right. It could be a Pez dispenser. There you go.
The Cowboys Pez dispenser.
There you go. A Jerry Jones Pez dispenser. That's it. A Jerry Jones Pez dispenser and a backup cam and a happy rummage will be.
Yeah, but here's the problem too. Like I want to enjoy it too. So like I don't get to enjoy his backup cam. Actually,
well, he won't run over your honey. So that's good.
Yeah, but you know what?
He won't hit your car.
It's a good point because sometimes I do have to watch him struggle with that big old car, hit some of these tight squeezes, and I do cringe a lot, right?
Right.
So it's one of those things like, man, I just got to, like, take him to Ruby's or something and go, look, treat him to Ruby's so I can go in there and do it. Like, I need an excuse to go.
Right. Yeah, there's also that. I mean, if you get something edible, then you feel like, you know, he'll probably share it with you. Like, so if you give him a giant-ass cookie cake or something.
Right.
You know.
No, I think he's already taking care of the cookie cake from what he...
Yeah.
Yeah, down
at... That's a good point.
Yeah, like I said, you know, the Cowboys thing. What?
I mean, it could be a squishy ball that you guys could throw back and forth.
Actually, somebody left one of those in here that I think we got.
Oh, yeah, there it is. Yeah, it's our buddy Jeff from UPS. Yeah, it's a UPS squishy basketball, which is perfect for office baseball.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah. Now, Jack and I, we've had entire games. We filmed them, but we didn't want post them because we might have broken a thing or two in Andy and Drew's office.
Right, and HR come chasing you down and make you sign waivers. Yeah,
Phil Baker does enough. He doesn't need to.
Phil Baker, what? I sent Phil Baker a Venmo with some money, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do I need to also send a text message to Phil Baker, or would that be overstepping boundaries? Because you know what today is.
No, I do know what it is. And I'm actually reading a message about it.
What is today in particular, Nikki?
It happens to be Bare Nose Pizza Day. I'm trying to find the DJ job.
I was going to say, I tried to buy you the extra 10 seconds to make sure, because you always take a little bit of extra pride in having that drop ready. And you were reading about, wait a minute, did you read about, is there some bad news? Is it something I didn't know about?
Well, I think we might need... our boy Jack to step up.
Oh, okay, well that's okay. Oh no.
Well, no, just Phil's got to, you know, he's got to take care of the kiddo. He's got some, you know, in addition to the mucho hats he wears here, he also has a, you know, a newborn.
So okay,
occasionally
so
newborns have to do newborn things, and
so
he has to do dad stuff. So
Phil, send me my money back then. listen, send me my money back, Phil, right now, because I sent Phil some money to get, and now that I know another guy who has the hookup on the to go boxes.
How you doing?
Pizza day.
Right. So now, Phil, I don't need those from you. We got another plug. Thank you very much. I don't know. Actually, keep it, Phil, because I'm going to ask you to bring in something.
I was gonna say, you never know when you might need some.
Right, box. Right. Like I got a $10 credit with Phil Baker. and one of these days, hey, that, you know, that, remember that Venmo? Yeah, cash that in. Go ahead and stop by Starbucks. I know you're going. I know you're going. He goes to Heine Brothers, doesn't he?
I think he's a
Heine
Brothers guy.
I'm sorry. No.
Jeanette, I think Jeanette said she's seen him in the driveway.
Everybody comes here because we are Tyler Mountain Water and coffee dispensers.
Oh, it's the best.
Yeah, I forgot.
It's the best.
Nobody looks outside of our Tyler Mountain everything.
No, I've got a Krispy Kreme Keurig back there.
Okay,
By the way, is this was a discussion we had on the V Show about four
can
days
you speak
ago?
A little
maybe?
Louder, Nikki.
Yeah, my bad. Sorry. I'll say it with my chest. Is Keurig coffee instant coffee? Because I would say right around, maybe the 2000s, uh-huh. Instant coffee was like a punchline. Of like, oh God, it's so terrible. Like, and then Keurig comes around, and isn't Keurig basically instant coffee?
Yes.
But it's actually good.
Why is this a debate?
Because I never really drank the old school instant coffee. I got into coffee in late high school. Doing the whole,
were drinking coffee in high school?
I mean, I'm talking like senior year of high school. I was that stereotypical dude with like. A handful of theater kids and a handful of movie buffs that would just go to Denny's and smoke and drink coffee. And like, I was the only one that would eat because I'm a fatty. So they'd all be drinking their coffee, smoking, and I would just be knocking down Heartland Scrambles. And we were those kids that you'd stay there till midnight. And then that only got exacerbated when I went to UPS and Denny's was the only place open. So I did not touch coffee. Until probably around the same time I touched alcohol, allegedly, for the first time, right after, towards the very, 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 very end of, I'm talking like week after I graduated high school.
I remember I partied with Jonathan Israel.
Name dropper.
After, this is my guy though, I partied with him one night or something, right? And it was after like my senior year or something like that. We kind of, Tide went on pretty strong, right? And he and another lady showed up at my apartment on Preston Highway, right? We call it was UPA. He came over there and they knocked on the door and he was like, let's go, right? Like, let's get going. We're gonna kick it today. I think it was a Sunday, right?
Right.
And he handed me this coffee. Either him or the lady. What I'm saying? They were drinking coffees. They just handed it to me. Like they assumed that I drank coffee. And I never drank coffee, before. He handed it to me. And it was this cold. It was kind of cold Sunday morning. And I drank this stuff. And I was like, now I see what y'all talking about.
So this is coffee.
Right. It was kind of like, a little, I wasn't in my best, feeling or something. But that spiced me up. But it was I still didn't drink it till after, I was done playing and all that. But I remember it pissed me off one time, too. And look, now we can talk about coffee and I went down this road. You know what pissed me off one time, Nikki?
What was that?
I'm in France, right? I'm in France. And I'm walking through the little mall, right? And by the way, these kids can go get beer in France in the little mall, shopping centers and stuff. The grocery stores inside the shopping. Kids can purchase alcohol.
What's their age there?
Kids, Nikki. Kids.
You don't need like the handwritten note from mom,
Kids.
Wow. Okay.
I'm like, that doesn't look right. Right? So here's the thing. Hey, maybe they changed the rule by now. I don't know. But I remember, y'all can't buy that. I remember thinking that. So anyway, I was going through the mall. I had been over there a couple weeks, and I wasn't pleased to be over there anyway. I should be in the league, So I ain't really the happiest guy. Teammates are kind of, I'm over there, and one of my teammates, a Yugoslavian dude, right? His name Bojan. I went walking through the mall, and those little chair and table areas and those little seating areas in the middle of, same ones like the ones we got.
Yeah.
Chairs are a lot smaller.
Yeah, what is that?
They're so skinny over there. Everybody's so skinny because all they do is eat baguettes and drink coffee and smoke cigarettes and walk everywhere. You know what I'm saying? They're just so skinny. So anyway, that's why the furniture's so little and a little mini fridge. It makes me sick, right? I saw him in the middle of the mall, probably 2 hours before practice, drinking a cafe.
Ooh.
Not a coffee. The little cafe espresso.
Oh, yeah.
And smoking a cigarette. pissed me off to no end, Nikki. I'm like, I ain't never going to get out of this place.
It's a different world
my
over there,
big,
man.
My big man is sitting, and you know what he's doing? Looking at women. I was so angry. I can't believe how irrationally angry I got. I was like, what you doing?
There's a story of, I think Dad was helping Uncle Jim coach over there. They went on some like European tour or something like that.
Right.
And after the game, I forgot what the team he was coaching, but yeah, the center just sat there and lit up like as like Uncle Jim was going over the, you know,
right.
we got destroyed on the ball screen all night, and he just, you know, lights one. He's like, Boris, what the blank are you doing? He's
right.
Like, I always have a cigarette after the game, coach. And he was like, okay,
right.
This is weird.
I went somewhere. We were up in the mountains. It was freezing, right? It was freezing cold in one of these gyms where, you know, you remember when in little youth league, there was always like, I don't want to say it was always girls, but a lot of times the girls would have on, you know, in co-ed little leagues, the girls would have on jogging pants under their, under their, you know, the old school, you know, uniforms and stuff. And it was always the kids who couldn't play that had the jogging pants on underneath everything. That's what we were debating, right? And, you know, I'm overseas, a couple Americans. I'm like, I'm not wearing jogging pants under my uniform.
Not going to do it, guys.
If it's too cold to play, we ain't playing. You know what I'm saying? I'm not putting a uniform. I'm not, you know, because I'm not doing it. It was freezing. Even when you were warmed up, you could still see your breath in this. It was stupid cold, right? Ooh. Do you know this Russian? I'm saying Russian, you know. I don't mean to, you know, general, you know. It's a Eastern Bloc.
There you go.
Country,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I don't know in particular, right?
Big
now.
On the Warsaw Pact.
Yes. So I don't want to divide and conquer any of these areas, because you call him the wrong one, you know, he'll track me down, right? Maybe Croatian, you know, maybe, you know, Eastern Bloc, okay? You know, this man pulls out vodka and they start passing this bottle around, talking about it'll help you warm up. I'm just like, I'm not about to play a game with a bunch. Like, imagine, like, and like I said, I'm still young. I'm fresh out of school. I'm just like, this is hell.
Get me out of here.
This is hell. So everybody, I think you should know, when you see those people that go overseas and you hear, yeah, they make some money tax free or whatever, and all the, you know, yeah, oh man, you can handle it. You can handle being away from home. It's not homesick. Per se, it's those irritating things. Like, I'm not playing basketball with dudes that just took shots to warm up. No, not took shots to warm up. Took shots to warm up to play this game. And you could just be overseas. Y'all don't respect this sport. I'm going home. I'm going home. I think I know somebody that can get me in at UPS. You know what I'm saying? At a nice, you know, nice entry level. I'm gonna go home. I'm gonna go finish school. I'm gonna go talk to the coach. Let me see if I can get a grad assistant position.
Right.
Because if I have to watch my center smoke cigarettes and drink cafes in the middle of the mall 2 hours before practice. The older me says, Marcus, you were just hating. He was OG. He was just doing his thing. He was getting a check and, you know, married with kids and
kids. Happy as a clam.
Listen, wife is back home. Not here home, but on the road home. So Lord knows what he's doing when he's not
living his life.
I was just like, yeah, Marcus, I don't know about this. So, yeah, when you hear people wash out, that's what makes them wash out. And
it ain't the homesick. It's the grain of alcohol before the game.
Yes. Okay, so that was my personal sacrifice story that, you know. And by the way, feel free to text in. I'm reading y'all do have great. Yes, y'all do have great. Maybe I'll get them a subscription to one of these gas stations or something. They're starting to come out with these monthly plans where you can get unlimited drinks and stuff like that. I've seen it spread around the country. Maybe I'll get them a subscription or something. just get them a year subscription or something up front.
Well, like a something aficionado.
Yeah.
Like that. I don't know. What does Steve like? I mean, he likes Diet Coke. He loves ALA.
I'm not going to support.
He likes.
I'm not going to support those. For Steve.
For Steve. Yeah, because I know he's sometimes trying to, you know,
I'm going to get him
cleanses.
A soda machine.
Yeah, I mean, maybe.
No,
I could,
no.
You know,
that would be courting the devil in his house, getting him a soda machine. you cannot do that.
Wrestling. That's it. We got to get him AEW something.
Yeah, just get him tickets.
We'll get him AEW tickets, yeah. And then we go with him because, remember, we got to get our beak wet on this, too.
Got to get some enjoyment. Right. Okay, so here's
that's it.
So here's the thing. I was talking to Steve last night, and this is the start of the conversation. By the way, we will play a little Gunter Brewer conversation. I had a really good interview with Drew Diener this morning that I really enjoyed. Just making sure my YouTube didn't shut down. So here's how it sparked the thought, kind of the conversation we had today. By the way, got to have a Lamar Jackson really, really uncomfortable conversation. But I might as well be the one to go ahead and, you know, to jump in front of this as well, because you can't ignore it anymore. And like I said, it's going to be a big old jump with the Lamar Jackson conversation, but we'll do that a little later on. Gunter Brewer joined Drew Diener. We will address that. I did see that text. I did see Wes Unseld is being honored by the Washington Wizards, which is a conversation we can have a little later on. But I had a conversation with Steve Rummage last night. He's talking about people he's meeting, and, you know, he's just, you know, he's being a tourist, right?
Yeah, no.
And you know, he
should be.
Yes, he's having the Louisville gear on, and he's you know, bumping into people. Hey, Louisville, you know, yeah, Florida State, you know what I'm saying? So he's, you know, he's being Steve out of town, right? So, conversation, you know, hey, yeah, man, our team sucks, and your team's this, and, you know, just a nice, friendly banter of, you know, who you're a fan of. And Steve says, yeah, man, but we can't handle your basketball team, and yeah, blah, blah, blah. And so, guy stops. The big takeaway to the conversation that Steve has with Florida State fan is, man, that quarterback y'all got up there is awesome. You know what Steve's response was? Who, Lamar? He said, no, that Cunningham kid. So Steve, to the point that Steve and I have been trying to coach ourselves out of this, right? The Lamar Jackson effect. And I don't know if it's possible. Think about it. Earlier in the week, I was saying, I don't even want another extremely athletic quarterback anymore at the University of Louisville. Because it's ruining, it has already ruined my enjoyment of, y'all, do you realize, y'all, our quarterback probably has the best numbers in the entire ACC.
I'm going to look that up.
Because Sam Howell of North Carolina was supposed to be the stud. Derek King is out for the season. The Virginia quarterback who ended up edging us out, I mean, what, he has three picks? I mean, give me your Malik Cunningham bad turnover that cost us anything. You don't have it. Give us your incomplete, your errant throws out of Malik Cunningham. Our quarterback, the Pittsburgh quarterback, may be the only one in the conversation for literally the best quarterback play in the entire ACC. Excuse me one second.
Mm-hmm. So I'm pulling this up. Let me see here.
So our numbers, our offensive numbers, between receivers, which I was hoping Drew Diener would ask Coach Gunter Brewer about kind of the dynamic between the receiver play and the quarterback play. Like, what would be the biggest interaction? Or who's improved the most? Because these receivers are looking good. Texas says, I've never doubted him. That's funny. right? Because never doubted him texts are, like I said, I do enjoy, and I'm okay with those. Because you can't make fun of me, because, like I said, to Florida State fans' sake, like, we were ready to trade Malik for a third-string quarterback in Chubba Purdy all preseason. I mean, we knew our season was going to be dependent on Malik, but we felt like Malik had hit a ceiling a long time ago. So, you're getting top-tier quarterback.
According to this, this might elicit some response. This was from 3 days ago.
Uh-huh.
So, not much data has changed. They have Malik. This is 247 Sports.
Mm-hmm.
Has Malik as the 6th best quarterback in the ACC.
No way.
Behind 5th is Sam Hartman from Wake Forest. 4, Sam Howell from North Carolina. 3, Devin Leary from NC State. I'll buy that one.
I know.
2, Brennan Armstrong from Virginia.
I don't agree with that.
I mean, he's good in the air, but Malik is decent in the air and elite on the ground. So Kenny Pickett is number one.
Yeah,
Pittsburgh. I would put.
I could go Pickett and Howell.
I could go Pickett, Leary. Howell and Malik, and then what's his face? Brennan Armstrong from UVA. That'd be my top five.
You would have Virginia's quarterback over yourself.
No.
Over Cunningham.
I know. I'm saying it would be Pickett 1, Leary 2 from NC State. Then I would put maybe Malik and Howell, depending on the day. That's 3 and 3A.
I love the fact, like I said, I got him over the Virginia quarterback. Just his overall play. Like I said, we blew that Virginia game. If he doesn't get that win, there's no way you put that quarterback over Malik. The Wake Forest game, if we don't get completely jousted out of the Wake Forest game, I don't think you put Sam Hartman over the way Malik Cunningham has been playing this year. Like I said, because he killed it. He killed it that game.
Just some stats. Let's see here.
Are you doing overall stats or matchups?
No, just overall. All right, so this is what Malik has. 121 of 188. Completions.
He's
completed 121 of 188 attempts.
Mm-hmm.
1,577 yards in the air, 8 TDs, 2 interceptions. He's rushed for 347 yards and 10 touchdowns. So he has, 18 total touchdowns. Sam Hartman of Wake Forest has 16 touchdowns and 3 interceptions.
That's Hartman.
Yeah, who's ranked just ahead of him.
That's pretty good.
That is pretty good. Sam Howell has 18 touchdowns, 6 interceptions, and 5 TDs on the ground. So he has 23 total touchdowns. Devin Leary, 15 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. Brennan Armstrong, 19 touchdowns. I'm pretty sure they're all in the air.
What was Leary?
Leary had 15 touchdowns and 2 picks. Armstrong, 19. I think they're all in the air. 6 interceptions, though. Kenny Pickett, 21 touchdowns with 1 interception and 3 TDs on the ground. So I think,
him.
The boy good. And he also rocks 8, which is just.
Listen, at this point, I like that. I like that list because those are some. Think about this, too. Pittman and Sam Howell. Comparable stats, and they're being talked about as first rounders. Pittman for sure, or first, second round quarterback. Sam Howell or Howell came into as like a conference player of the year candidate.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, you listen to Malik's numbers, they're on par with all of them. I have a little bit of bias right now because I'm starting to re-rack my brain and say, no, I watched him against Hartman. I think we had the better quarterback, dual threat quarterback especially, you know, in the Wake Forest game. I think Malik gave us the advantage in that game. I do enjoy the fact that he is going to be able to get a piece of Leary.
Yeah.
Right?
You
get a chance. You get a chance at Leary. You get your Wake Forest game as well. You know what I'm saying? So we can say, okay, because I think Leary gets that nice bump too. You bust Clemson. you got to get some love.
Yeah.
You know,
that's fair. I'm looking at the Howell numbers, man. I mean, I know his offensive line sucks because he's gotten like sacked a lot, but I didn't know he's rushed for 494 yards. Like, I didn't realize he did that much on the ground.
Does his offensive line suck?
Well, it says he's been sacked 27 times.
Maybe he's holding the ball too long.
No. See, that's the other thing.
You know, we've given up the
least. He's got six picks, too.
Do you know we've given up the least amount of sacks in the ACC?
Well, I mean, how much of that is because of...
That's what I'm asking.
Yeah.
How much of that is... I mean, listen, we haven't seen Malik holding the ball too long.
Has he fumbled yet this year? Off the top of my head,
the fact that you have to ask that question means if he did, it was something insignificant.
Right.
It was just a, you know... Maybe just a sack that we jumped on or something, right? But
turnovers have been markedly
non-existent.
Yeah, basically
non-existent. So yeah, you know, I'm sitting here and I'm like, he's gotten the fewest sacks. You know what I'm saying? Like, do we blame that on him for making good, quick decisions, getting out of the pocket, throwing it away, and he's been throwing a lot from the pocket. So is our offensive, like, I'm trying to figure out the balance between, is he responsible for, like, do we have that good offensive line? Like the coach said, you know, hey, I got the, you know, they got the chance to be one of the best lines I ever coached. You know, that was now. But, man, the numbers don't lie. And Malik is, like I said, I thought his numbers would be a little higher.
Yeah, so did I.
But as I've been watching... The games I've been watching, I would put him over, like I said, if you put him at six, I would put him at the very least four, probably three, but he is going to get the chance to grab that spot. So, yeah, okay, so the point being to that is, we're talking about Malik. Steve gets the compliment from the Florida State guy. You know, I'm like, yeah, we're not capable of – we're actually not capable of enjoying or giving Malik the proper credit. Let me jump on this phone line real quick. Doc, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
Lamar, taking nothing away from the good job Malik is doing. One thing that's impressed me, his offensive line has not gotten any pre-snap penalties that I
yes.
can think of, which is unique for the way this team has run the past couple of years. They've been more disciplined. They may not be opening great holes, but they may be helping with protection. And they're not having, you know, pre-snap penalties for lining up wrong or moving too early.
Doc, listen, that's a great point. I appreciate the call. And again, I don't want to fall into the narrative of last couple of years. Doc, it was the Petrino last year that had the pre-snap penalties. Satterfield's first year, our crowd would roar because we drew people off sides all the time. Now, last year was bad about pre-snap penalties. So, you have to say, two out of 3 years, our offensive line has been great in the Satterfield era. Our offensive line and not getting pre-snap penalties, not getting false starts, has been awesome. Don't tie the Bobby Petrino year in where we just could not get the snap count the entire season. And you have to say, because here's like this, the point, Doc makes a great point, and it's what I'm trying to do. You have to separate the position rooms as we move forward evaluating Coach Satterfield. This is important we do this today heading into this game because I want to have people with a clear head on what we think of this team and our expectations moving forward. Let me take a quick commercial break. Middays with Marcus Maben on 93.9 The Ville.
She went her whole crew, all of them girls, and it seemed like she ran.
Marcus Middays with Marcus Maven. 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. I wasn't sure that you were DJing on the fly, Nikki.
I wasn't confident that was the clean one. So yes, I was DJing on the fly there.
Because at first I'm like, let that play, man. Why do you keep cutting it down? I was like, yeah, Marcus, let me do my job. And how about you do yours up there? Well, listen, I'm working hard trying to give some birthday shout outs. You're messing this up for me. Oh, okay, so
happy birthday, Steve.
Happy birthday again, one Steve Rummage. And if you're listening to the radio, please take a moment to send Steve a nice tweet, a nice happy birthday. Without all the extra stuff too, people. And look, let me take a second to remind you guys, as I did just adjust our beautiful, beautiful temperature control system, I gotta remind you guys that temperature control is absolutely, absolutely, positively one of the most important things that you can have in your home. And if you agree with that sentiment, then I guarantee DFH Company is 100% the company for you. Simply dial 968-6222, or you can look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Make sure you ask about their Mitsubishi Mini Split for that hard to heat, hard to cool room in your home. Again, 968-6222, or look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Texter, don't worry. If you don't have Twitter, take the time to go to Facebook, because Facebook has, like, I guess it's like the competition of how many birthday wishes can I get on Facebook kind of thing. And I guess you can
just... Man, I remember when I cared about that when I was a kid, like in college. I'd be like, oh, man. All my crushes wish me happy birthday.
No, and here's the problem.
Junior wrote three whole lines.
Nikki, we've been programmed ever since Valentine's Day card swap at school. We've never recovered from the trauma. Why do you think y'all... Listen, it's one big conspiracy. You were being socially engineered by trading little Valentine's Day cards and see how much candy you can get and how many Valentine's cards you can get. You were being trained a long time ago to... Those were likes. Those were the first likes.
Oh, my goodness, you're right.
The Valentine's Day
card. They were the first likes.
They were the first likes. This is how we've been trained to judge our self-work. And guess what they were, Steve? Or guess what they were, Nikki?
Who's that?
Hearts.
They were. Wow.
Mind blown. That's how it started. Man. Hearts.
It was the little hearts.
Now when you get on Instagram... Hearts.
It's all hearts.
The feeling you got when you had a nice little stack of Valentine's Day cards from school, now you're getting overwhelmed with the thirst to get the heart.
Need those hearts. And then they changed them to stars, and I wanted stars, and now it's...
Back to hearts.
And now it was a thumbs up emoji, right, and I want those. And
listen, it's back to everybody on the gram. You know it's back to hearts. Every time you like somebody's page, you see that heart pop up. You're addicted to it. You were addicted to it. This whole thing has been a simulation for the time you've been on the earth. Just enjoy it. getting back to heart conversation. I heart Malik Cunningham, and we almost always have to do the weekly apology. And Nikki, don't forget, it was the heart candy that was so important.
All right, real fast sidebar. Just because we're part of it's Halloween. Which, what's the word I'm looking for here? Which holiday has the worst seasonal candy? Because the Valentine's Day hearts, you either loved them or you hated them. Very similar to candy corn.
Which holiday has the poorest
seasonal candy?
Seasonal candy. Is there a candy that goes in 4th of July? What's the Thanksgiving candy?
See, Halloween kind of has two of them, I think. You have... those little, like, generic red, or not red, like the generic orange and black caramels that are, like, kind of wrapped. I like them.
Ew!
I like them, but I also like candy corn.
Grab that really quick. What do what do those orange slices, those sugary orange slices, what do they qualify as? Because I do like the peppermint, the peppermints that are kind of like chalky things. I really, really do enjoy those. Not a big fan of the candy cane. Christmas candy sucks. Now that I think about it, I get overwhelmed with peppermint smell, and I don't like walnuts. I hate when Christmas time comes around and everybody has those everybody has all those walnuts with the nutcrackers on the table. I hated those.
I know there's a religious symbol in it, so I'm not trying to, you know, be crass in that regard. But some people don't like candy canes. Yeah, candy canes and peppermints, I feel like you could throw into, like,
the peppermints. Listen, I don't like the peppermint. I don't like the candy cane. But there is those peppermints that are like salt, like you can bite them immediately. You know what I'm talking about?
I love those. Yeah, they I don't want to say they're chalky, but they're...
Yes, the chalky.
Yeah.
Now those are the only ones that I can gorge
on. They're like
on.
A staple for like wedding, like, you know, table goodies.
One year,
BHR has something, by the way.
One year, my uncle Cameron Maben's dad and Renee Maben and Rudy Maben, they bought me a 5-pack for Christmas of Andy's mints. Right?
I like the Andy's
mints. It was the best. It was the best thing ever.
Yeah.
Listen.
Love me the Andy's mints.
I don't really go to Cracker Barrel anymore, right? But when I did, that little bucket at the front. But yeah, Renee, Rudy, that package of Andy's mints that y'all gave me, because it used to come in a box, you know, individually. Yeah. But they used to cheat. You know how small, you know, they got the small little wrappers and all that. The box is about that big, but the aisles of Andy's mints is kind of in the middle.
Yeah, they know what they're doing.
Yeah, I don't like that, because you see the outside, and they definitely don't. It's not see-through, so you can't see where the actual Andy's mints are, right? Renee, Rudy, I still remember that box of 5 different assorted. Like I said, it was Asheville. Look, it was Asheville, North Carolina, probably 1991 or whatever. That was a great, great gift. And I destroyed
those mints.
Oh, I made myself so sick. By Christmas night, it was like...
It was done.
Listen, my grandma's asking me why I ain't eating the food. She's like, baby, I made your macaroni and cheese. And y'all, you're not eating. I'm just like, I'm gonna get to it, Grandma.
I'm so full of candy right now.
I would never admit that. But yeah, it's like... So candy corn is awesome. I didn't have a problem with candy corn.
It gets a bad rap, but I will constantly say this. Drew and I are in 100% agreement. The best... You know, specialty flavor Oreo, candy corn Oreos, man. If you could find them, absolute fire. By the way, I think, what about Easter? Easter's known for having a lot of candies. Would jelly beans or Peeps be on that list of candies that people don't like?
Let me interject.
Seasonal ones.
Let me interject in that Easter conversation, but let me read this text first. Do we have somebody?
Yeah, we got BHR. BHR's got a good one.
Birdhead Ryan, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
What's up, guys? So are the Andy's, this isn't why I called, but are the Andy's mints, are they similar to the Olive Garden little chocolate mints that you get when you get your bill? They always bring you one or two of those little chocolate mints, got the mint on one side, chocolate on the other. I can't remember if those are similar or not.
Well, it's a little square with the chocolate, the dark chocolate on the outside, and kind of the green in the middle.
I think
so.
I know,
it's kind of sandwiched in.
The one BHR is talking about, I think, is like, it's like a peppermint with a little chocolate on it. This is milk chocolate.
Yes.
That, yeah, has mint, okay, like melted into it.
All right. Well, the real reason I called is y'all were talking about the Valentine's Day cards at school. I think I may have one that may be equal or may top it. When you got the yearbook and you had to go to the girl in the class that, you know, to have her sign your yearbook, and you didn't want her to just sign, you know, have a good summer. You're cool. You wanted her to, like, write. Like, you know, you wanted some sort of deep thought meaning into this. And they gave you their yearbook, and you had to do the same. And you didn't want to be the guy to write a long paragraph, and then you get yours back, and it just says, you're a cool guy. You know, those are always tough. But I like doing it. I like handing those out. I just want to get your thoughts on that, and I'll jump off. Take care and go first.
Appreciate the call. They scare me to death now. Listen, these women that are all from my crib, you know, they're popping up with these notes, man. They're popping up with these love letters. It's an epidemic around Clarksville. They're popping up with these love letters, these yearbooks, and I'm like, oh, am I about to get canceled? Right? Listen, I'm seeing pictures of people scribbled out on face, which was the first cancel culture.
Wow. You ain't kidding.
The yearbook scribble outs.
With the devil ears or whatever.
Yeah,
all
yeah.
Mess up their photo.
But the mustaches on that. That was definitely cancel culture. You know, LaDon showed Jalen a love letter from me?
Oh, dear.
And didn't see the problem with that. Nikki.
I don't know what was said. I mean, if this is some classic Romeo and Juliet,
it was romantic crap,
that's kind of sweet.
No, it's not to the son.
Yeah, it's a little weird.
That's cute to the daughter. Oh, this is how much your dad used to, you know, love me. You don't. My grown man son reading my high school love letter.
Maybe she was trying to help him. Like, hey, look, you know, this is what you need to do.
You showed him that, and you don't see it. Between her and these girls that's running around Clarksville pulling out these love letters. Now, I haven't got my love letters haven't got exposed just yet, right? Jeez, we're just rolling along. Sorry about that, y'all. Yeah, they haven't got exposed just yet.
Say it by the ID.
But every time I see somebody doing it, I'm like, how could you do that to that man? You know what I'm saying? It's all cute. I'm like, y'all are out here violating these young men by posting their love letters.
See, that's kind of bearing their soul now. Come on.
That is violation. I'm going to write a murder mystery novel. / horror film. What happens when you start exposing these young men's love letters? And why did you keep those love letters? These women kept these love letters knowing this day would come where they could just destroy the male ego.
It's going to have to bump you guys down a few pennies.
Listen, if Patty, if you're producing me, go ahead and play me out. If Nikki is doing that, listen, y'all can tell listen, I got to fight for these men. I got to fight for these men. If I catch you exposing these men's love letters, because men don't do that. They don't expose women. Men just don't do that. You think a man would post a woman's love letter who he's not is not with?
No, but he'd show a photo. Or two to the boys.
Well, that was different.
I'm just saying.
Rolling along, middays with Marcus Maven on 939 The Drill.
Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.